Okay, we'll move on to, it'll be 15, I think I said 17 earlier, but it would be 15, excuse me, executive session. I need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. The reasons for what time is it here? 8:30? It'll be A2 for employment, B to consider the purchase of property for public purposes, and D, preparing or conducting reviewing negotiations. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Manning?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. There will be no action following.
We're going to stay here then.
Yeah.
Now we're going to close to my bedtime.
Good to go.
So, just something to begin with. How do we address the levy? And these are the ideas that I had put together so that we, whenever anybody's talking to someone, we're all coming back with, you know, the same, essentially the same same lines. Here's what we're looking at. Again, thanks to the community, we're in great shape. And at some point, we have to admit, listen, if this levy doesn't pass, the school district is still in great shape. But what this levy does is allow us the flexibility to maintain our current situation and look at various improvement projects without paying interest on bonds. And of course, the major undertaking is an athletic complex. Other things that we'll be looking at, you know, future purchasing of buses, boilers, roof replacement, other facilities, you know, and that's very similar, builds on what we passed a few months ago with our permanent replacement fund. The athletic complex, football and track stadium, field turf, band shell, baseball and softball fields. A bus garage would be wonderful. It would protect our buses, obviously. And parking and room to grow. And, you know, I wouldn't hit the idea of a new high school real heavy because it's not immediate, but I have no qualms saying 15, 20 years down the road, and this is me personally, I can see McDonald High School fronting Second Avenue. People ask, how are you going to pay for that? I don't know the answer. We're 15, 20 years down the road. But that is...
At least we have the land.
The land is there for that or other growth. And, you know, and the whole point, we believe we can do all of this and still lower your taxes.
Well, here's what I'm struggling with on this. We're setting out a levy for two point eight over 10 years.
Five mil over 10 years.
250,000 instead of 300. It was 390,000.
So basically, it's 2.5 million would be the proceeds over the life of the levy.
Yes.
Right.
That's 10 years we're looking at.
10 years. Yeah.
All right.
You guys had asked for 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're asking voters to basically give us 250 a year, 2.5 over 10 years. So then the question becomes, what are you going to do with it? And we say, well, we think we're going to use the money we have on hand for an athletic facility and then basically replace the funds that we use for that facility. Tell me about the facility. I can't.
Right.
Why not? I don't know where the hell it's going.
That's the whole point of this discussion.
But don't we need a conclusive answer on that question before we take it out to the public?
Well, I would say yes. Now,
I'm going to ask an opinion of the people sitting around the table.
And the other thing we have to remember is that this is an operating levy.
Right.
Yes.
And you're saying a whole lot about capital improvement with the operating levy. I mean, and that is what I find difficult.
And this is why we have to have this conversation.
And so, I mean, for example, in saying a renew and reduce levy will allow the district flexibility to maintain our current, I would say, operations instead of situation, period. And
Break the thought, in addition.
You need to not put that all in one sentence. You know, again, we're using that the operations levy to improve
or maintain
the academics. We need to have those three A's in here. You know, academics, arts, and athletics. You know, we're already looking at fixing the auditorium lighting, looking at that, and to enhance our arts programs. So this is really athletic heavy. So, you know, you have band shell. I'm looking at a balance here, looking at the balance. This is an operating levy. We have increased our teachers and our support staff's salaries. We need to get our test scores up. What are we using this particular levy for?
I think one of the things that we said, though, was that the operating money for the projects like you talked about with the auditorium lighting, we have that currently. I mean, I think we have a surplus to they can enable us to tackle auditorium lighting, additional staffing, like the art teacher, the technology teacher. The thought with this was the only way we could do a levy, and we've been open with people that it is an operating levy, but we intend to use the operating money that we have now to do the stadium and renovations that we're talking about without having to take out a bond and pay interest in order to pay ourselves back. It's really the only way we can do it.
Because I think if someone said, if you didn't plan on doing facilities, would you be asking for this money? The answer would be no.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not sitting on $7 million, you would never ask for more money.
And as I put the presentation together, the beginning of it is absolutely going to address academics, our district leadership team, enhancing electives at the high school, the courses that we have already added this year.
Then put it in here.
Yes, absolutely. But to be frank, I mean, I threw this together today.
Sure.
And truth be told, the community thinks we're building a football stadium.
Part of it, yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
You know, and
we need
they're
to.
Here for
we
you
have
day. To admit,
and
there's a
we,
lot
and
of
And I'm not
stuff.
Saying we
right.
don't. What I'm trying to say is that we need to balance the whole mm-hmm. the whole picture.
And I'm sorry you that know? This didn't do that, but it's,
right.
I was, you know.
Well, I think the base point I was trying to make, so if we don't pass the levy, the other issues that you talked about are still on go. I mean, there we got to increase the test scores. We already hired the teachers. We're going to do the auditorium lights. So I think that's just what I think is important. We make it clear to people that this levy is going to allow that really big project to be green-lighted. It's not the only project that's going to be green-lighted, but that one project, if we don't get this levy, I mean, let's face it, can we really green-light any, even $2.8 million out here, can we green-light that?
I don't see how you can. I mean,
that's,
in
that's
essence,
my point. Is what
in essence,
I, yeah.
this vote's a referendum on that project,
yeah.
be it there or be it there.
Yeah.
Because if the voters vote no on this,
then we
then
have
the
to
answer
take a
is
step back
no.
on that.
You're not
yeah.
building anything right now.
Yeah. And we have to look at then renovating the current situation to make it as manageable as possible. But the other
or
stuff
either way, I mean, depending on what you put out to them, but depending on whether you say we're going to build this on property, we're going to buy, it, or we're going to renovate this. Either
yeah.
way.
No, I meant like we would have to fix the current stadium. Or,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah,
make
yeah
things.
Yeah,
we'd
yeah,
have to band-aid
yeah.
what
things
we
again.
Can do if we don't pass the levy is we can put in new lights.
Sound like you're still not happy.
We can.
I'm not, but I'll get over it.
We can improve. We can renovate.
I understand. I understand
Listen,
your point.
How do you
because
tell people
if you call it a capital?
13,
if you call it a permanent
dollars,
improvement
they're
levy,
they're
you can only
stupid.
Spend the money on permanent improvements.
My comment is, if we don't,
not.
If it doesn't pass.
That being said.
We give it all back, we take it off.
If it doesn't pass, we're not gonna build a school.
If it passes, we don't do anything.
And I think that needs to be communicated.
And I don't want people to think we're not gonna do the academic stuff that we talked about.
Exactly, so what I'm trying to say is that we need to put the entire message out there in, you know, in an abbreviated format that a fourth grader can understand, because that's what you put out.
Even if we put in an auxiliary gym, we need an auxiliary.
This might be too complex for a fourth grader.
You look at the stands, nobody comes.
Did they not tell you when you were writing for a judge to write for a fourth grader?
Honestly, I just threw this together and that's.
No, you did it.
But, no, but.
But I went to school a lot later than you did too. What I'm trying to say is, we need to make sure that, they understand that, no, we're not going to do a stadium if this doesn't pass, but.
So basically, your point is, this project, this levy does not impact.
In 15 years or 20 years, we build a school, we're gonna have a school.
We're gonna do this, 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 this.
You're saying it kinda does in your mind, put it all together, so that they feel a sense of the levies incorporating academics and athletics.
Right.
If we put stands in, we should put 3,500.
So you're saying we should sell it as a whole package, a whole vision?
And if we do a new gym, take the one side, be perfect for the users, then we build a nice size to keep more people, to bring people.
They're all.
So when we sell it, we focus on what we have done.
I'm telling you.
The teachers, the, what we wanna continue to do, the auditorium lighting, maybe seating, whatever else we look at there. And encompass the whole thing together.
Her father couldn't come in.
Which kinda the football stadium is the icing on the cake. Kind of
my sister who struggles.
We need to have the foundation.
And they want to go.
Okay.
We need to have the foundation of, you know, we just had crap test scores that are coming out. We need to address that. And,
we did, it cost the kids recess. No.
This has been my pride. I've been talking this for
kidding.
The Cleveland Plain Dealer did a really unique take on that today.
Anybody I've talked to explained the benefits of what we did about buying this thing, if you should buy it.
Which has five grades on it, five or six, depending on your size, your district.
We put 14 homes.
They gave you a GPA.
We get our money back.
And then they took every school and ranked them GPA. It was really fat. I never thought about it. And it's not perfectly, no measures accurate.
Okay, no, but then, we look at geothermal, we can do something. We have an opportunity.
So you can look at any one thing and say, that's great, this is bad, this is good, this is, you know, it was unique.
McCarthy, talking to him, he says, I'm 100% behind this.
On the whole thing.
What we're doing, the whole package, not just a. But there may be $20 million too.
I see what you're saying. I just want people, you're right. I just don't want people to think if they vote no, that we're going to go back on what we've done. And we don't want to give that message that, okay, hey, we'll get rid of the art program again.
No.
No.
But you're saying highlight it. Highlight what she's saying is highlight what we've done already.
I understand.
With this surplus of operating funds.
I didn't do that. I just threw this together and so that we could start a discussion. But absolutely, there's academic, you know, I believe it or not, I'm an academic guy.
Good.
Okay?
Anytime we've talked about that, what we're doing, academics comes first. We are in great finance. It's hard to tell when you're going to have $13 or $14 million. We can't fix the stadium or fix the boiler. I mean, come on. I mean,
well, and again, looking at the whole picture with the academics, looking at the buildings and the issues that we've had with the buildings, letting them know that, yes, we have a plan to take care of all these things.
We're on top of that.
And, you know, and a preventive maintenance plan that's going to ensure that the buildings that we have now are not going to be falling down around our ears here. So I just want to make sure, and I understand that the big deal is the stadium, but we go with, you know, academic, arts, athletics, and then back to arts and academics, so that you're giving them the whole picture, so that everybody is on board.
21 teachers said we need a new stadium. 21 teachers. I did my own survey. 21. First was technology in the stadium, make it accessible, usable. All we said about, let's be honest, track has been screwed. We spend millions of dollars on football helmets, we should, and track's got nothing. We have the best track program in the state. In the state. My comment, I'll say it again.
Those uniforms are, they're unique.
They're bad, they're gross. What's the school administration, like, Danny, Gary, you know, what are they feeling about this levy? And, you know, because that goes a long way too. I mean, the leadership needs to be behind this, just not us.
I think they favor building here, not down there. But I just had a long talk with Danny today and told him that you have to look into the future.
Parking.
It's not just parking. It is the opportunity to grow. And again, I keep saying this, McDonald High School is going to be located down there one day.
Mm-hmm.
That means you've got a whole city block available for homes. People want to move to McDonald. And you know where at Tony Russo Lane becomes a regular street with homes across the street all the way down to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.